Thanks for listening to Why So on WYSO.org and NPR One. I'm Lewis Wallace, and it's time for Why So Curious. Every week, we set our recycling on the curb, and the next day, like magic, it's gone. But Carmen Milano, a yoga teacher in Yellow Springs, has some doubts.
I find it hard to believe that true recycling can happen to all these materials. And I fear that the truck goes and it goes behind the hiding wall and dumps it in the landfill along with the rest of our trash.
Or Why So Curious, producer Carrie Shear lifts the lid.
We're outside of Carmen Milano's house in Yellow Springs.
Here, see, first it says plastic bottles number 1 through 7. It says caps removed.
She's pointing to the instructional sticker on the top of her big green recycling bin.
This is my favorite. Clean pizza boxes, free of food and grease. Are you getting the grease out of your pizza box before you recycle it? I'm not knowing how you do that.
Yeah. She wants to know what happens to that greasy pizza box and the bottles with caps. And what about the recycling that's tied up in a plastic bag? And how does all this stuff actually get recycled, given that it's in the same bin? To try to answer her questions, I'm following one of those plastic water bottles with its cap on. First stop is the Dayton Rumpke Recycling Facility. If I was a child, I might think I'd stumbled onto Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. There's a massive mountain of cardboard, glinting aluminum cans, plastic bottles, and brightly colored labels. A bobcat is pushing it all onto a conveyor belt. There's 6 employees at the conveyor belt grabbing anything that can't be recycled or could jam the equipment.
This looks really challenging, actually. Is it something you get better at over time?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You get used to it, and then you develop a rhythm.
After 4 years, Brian Nixon moves with total precision. He pulls a lot of stuff off the line, but plastic bottles, capped or not, are traveling safely past.
You've got a lot of stuff to process. It's going by very quickly, not a lot of time to do it in. So a lot of plastic bags with stuff are just getting pulled out.
The line moves so efficiently that we don't have time to open the bags.
That material that's rejected, it's going to end up in the landfill.
That's Rumpke's Director of Communications, Amanda Pratt. She says plastic bags jam the equipment, and those greasy pizza boxes can't be turned into clean paper. Food-contaminated cardboard could get past the sorters and make it all the way to a manufacturer, only to be rejected there.
So what you've done is basically increase the carbon footprint because you've put it out at recycling. As separate trucks come, they've taken it through all this recycling process. It's been then shipped to a manufacturer who cannot use it because it's contaminated, and now it has to be rehauled to the landfill.
She says you can try to remove the grease-saturated insert to your pizza box, or maybe just recycle the lid. After the first stage of the manual sorting comes the machines. Spinning discs separate out the cardboard and glass. Everything else, including that plastic bottle, gets sent on to the Cincinnati Regional Recycling Facility. Here, there's more machines and more people separating the whopping 800 tons of material that comes through every day. The amount of recycling has gone up since they started taking everything mixed together, but Brad Dunn, the recycling division manager, puts it in perspective.
The landfill is taking currently about 6,000 tons per day. We're taking about 800 tons per day.
And most of the stuff in the landfill is actually recyclable. Rumpke's been asked, why don't they pull recycling from the landfill? But recycling, it's a business. The time and cost involved in pulling stuff from the landfill wouldn't be profitable.
Recycle right. That's the key message. We have got the facility, the capacity, and the technology to deal with a lot of material. And you give us good, clean material, we're going to make it happen.
So I asked Brad Dunn about Carmen Milano's plastic bottle with the cap on. It's a PET bottle.
You know, this is good stuff. Polyethylene terephthalate is very widely used in the manufacturing industry.
540,000 of these bottles come through the regional facility every day. And both bottle and cap are headed for Evergreen Plastics in northern Ohio. Recent technological advancements mean that cap is now recyclable, and it's okay to leave it on. That cap may be reborn as a detergent bottle or a trash can. The bottle may become a textile, the top of a gym shoe, or a carpet fiber.
The carpet you may be walking on at your home may have contained some PET bottles that you drank a year ago or whatever.
So Carmen, there you have it. No plastic bags, no greasy, cheesy pizza boxes. Leave the caps on, and yes, that mix of stuff in your bin really will get recycled. For WYSO, I'm Carrie Shear.
So recycling might turn your plastic bottle into a new carpet. Why So Curious is our series that takes your questions and curiosities and turns them into radio stories. See pictures of the recycling center online and submit your own question while you're there at WYSO.org. Thanks for listening.